This podcast has been brought to you by Panacea Healthcare Services, a trusted solution for your billing and collection needs.
Welcome to BH Billing Advocates. This is a podcast where we talk about everything that supports behavioral healthcare billing efforts. We'll be talking about billing and collections, utilization review, credentialing, clinical documentation, and everything that supports the revenue growth for substance abuse and mental health treatment providers nationwide.
All right, I think some introductions are in order. I'm Gian DaCosta. I'm the Director of Operations here at Panacea Healthcare Services.
And I'm James Gordon, Managing Partner for Panacea Healthcare Services. All right. I want to thank everyone for joining us on our first episode of BH Billing Advocates. You know, on this podcast, we plan on making sure that as you leave here, you're a lot more educated and informed on all of the complications and processes of billing and collections as a behavioral health care provider. We know how hard it is for you to have to concentrate on patient care and to get more of an insight and have somewhere to go to understand the business side. We found it was going to be essential for you guys, so we hope you enjoy it. Now, during our podcast, what we're going to do in every episode is kind of like before we get into the meat and bones and potatoes of everything, we're going to cover maybe a current event, a topic that we feel as if as behavioral healthcare providers, you need to know. So I was reading, Gianna and I were taking a look at some websites, and we came across Addiction Pro. Now, that particular website, you know, it derives from Addiction Pro magazine, one of the leading magazines in the behavioral healthcare industry. And as I was on that website, I happened to notice something pretty shocking. Smoking is going to be banned in all Philadelphia's city-funded treatment programs. Whoa, Gian, what do you think about that?
So it's very interesting, and it's kind of controversial, I would say, because on the one hand, I understand smoking has been clinically proven. It does lead to lung cancer and different other adverse health effects. But at the same time, for these patients, a lot of them kind of trade in one addiction for another. And it can kind of be a stepping stone for them to be completely off of something, because some of them will go from their drug of choice to cigarettes and then maybe vaping, which vaping still might not necessarily be the answer, but you're taking away a coping mechanism from someone who's already struggling. So it might not necessarily be the best choice.
You know, I totally agree on that. And I just want to say from a layman's perspective, I am not a clinician. And to be honest with you, never been in recovery myself and understand maybe all of the processes going through it. However, you know, as I always have come across those that have taken the initiative and drive to want to seek recovery, I noticed a majority of them were actually smokers. And I mean, for them to have to go throughout the cycle of recovery without that coping method, I think it's going to be pretty difficult for them in the city of Philadelphia. We're going to wish them the best out there and hope that they're able to deal with that issue and still maintain their recovery goals.
All right, guys, so on this episode of the podcast, we'll only just be discussing the future plans for the podcast, the kind of content that we want to deliver, as well as some background knowledge on ourselves. However, get your dipping sauce ready, because on the next episode, we'll be dropping a fresh nugget on You Are With Technology.
Okay, so before we begin to touch on some very important topics that I think will be essential for behavioral healthcare providers to learn about the business side of our industry, I wanted to take a few moments to touch on exactly who we are and why we qualify to be thought leaders within our space. So if we first touch on our organization, Panacea Healthcare Services, we are a revenue cycle management company that has now evolved to be a one-stop shop business development organization, helping providers through several different service needs to really accomplish their revenue goals. So besides billing and collection functions, we also maintain and handle verification of benefits, credentialing services, utilization review, clinical documentation, and joint commission accreditation consultation, along with several other different services that can really help a provider within this space. Myself, personally, I'm the managing partner of Panacea Healthcare Services. I have a little bit over 13 years experience within this space. Throughout those 13 years, I worked in revenue cycle management, business development, and also client relations. I would say one of the highlights of working in this industry was forming a partnership with the Joint Commission, in which we were able to travel over 7 different states, educating over 500 different providers on the accreditation process. I think that that collaboration was very successful, and we were really able to help a lot of providers with the accreditation process.
And so this is Gian here, guys. And just to kind of give you some background on myself, this is actually going on my 5th year, right, James?
Yes, it is.
In revenue cycle management, I really came out and kind of focused in the billing aspect of things, and I focused more on laboratory. But over the years, I've really broken past that. I've worked with, you know, collections, utilization review, verification. I've kind of just mastered that whole realm, I would say, of the revenue cycle management. And I've grown from just laboratory to hospital systems, treatment providers, private practices. So I've really just started to focus on the whole gamut as far as medical billing and collections and revenue cycle management. And so I really just I'm excited to have this platform to share that information and whatever knowledge I have to pass on to you to bring forth more success. And honestly, that just brings me right into the overall goal of our podcast. It is to provide that thought leadership when we find things out that are changing, that are going to be different, that maybe we need to think of things in a different way.
Yes.
You know, let's think outside that box. And so anything that we find out that could help boost your revenue, whether it's an ancillary service or a new service, something cutting of the edge that's coming out, or that maybe doesn't have as much scrutiny, we'll definitely always want to share that information. And this is that platform. We want to be able to assist with best practices. So, you know, with your documentation, maybe yes, just general process on intake. We want to be able to discuss all aspects here in this channel. Also, we want to be able to provide any industry updates and highlights, like we did kind of have that brief discussion at the beginning of this. Also, bring light on that social awareness, because we have to break that stigma. I think it's becoming more and more easy for people to speak about their issues, but I feel like this will help to normalize, especially in the business side of the industry.
And, you know, let's be honest. I think other specialties in healthcare, they have multiple different outlets to be able to seek the information they need to really continue their practices strong. In behavioral healthcare, it's kind of weak when it comes down to thought leadership and providing enough tools to help a provider on the business side. Clinical, pretty heavy. Business side, it's pretty scarce right now in behavioral healthcare as far as thought leaders, and we want to be able to fill that void.
And I will say this, as we find issues or we discuss issues on this channel, of course we're going to bring awareness to some of our services, but if there's still a hole that needs to be filled, of course we're going to, you know, recommend other vendors and other options. So do know this will be a place where you can find solutions as we discuss problems.
I agree. And please note, it will not be always about billing and collections and the functions of that. We're going to probably touch on some fun things like how an actual provider took that center from a small center in the society into a very large functioning program. We're going to interview some providers. We're going to get some insight on how they were able to take their program to the next level from a patient side and also from a business side. Okay, guys. Thank you very much for listening to another episode of BH Billing Advocates. Really appreciate your time. If you have any questions on the information that was covered today, please do not be shy. There is no dumb questions at all. You can reach us at info@bhbillingadvocates.com. Plus, please note, if you have any other additional questions on topics that actually went beyond what we spoke about today, those particular questions could end up evolving to becoming a subject matter on one of our future episodes. So please, let us know what you're thinking as it pertains to the business side of behavioral healthcare. We're looking forward to help you.
And remember, no matter what the problem, we are always ready to snap a cape on.
Dun, 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 dun. BH Billing Advocates.